Hi, I'm John Tankard.
And I'm Elizabeth Tankard, and we are Carless in OKC.
How fast do cars drive?
As fast as they can before they feel they are in danger, whether that's of being in an accident or getting pulled over.
There's one key thing that controls how fast drivers will go, and it's not speed limit signs and it's not speeding tickets. Otherwise, 1 in 5 drivers wouldn't be getting speeding tickets each year.
It's how the road is designed. Typically, traffic engineers and transportation departments will design streets to be suitable for speeds that exceed the posted speed limit because they know that people will drive faster.
But this is kind of a chicken or the egg scenario. More people will drive faster when a road is designed to handle high speeds than if a road were designed to handle drivers going the speed limit.
Over-designing roads to handle higher speed automobile traffic has many negative impacts on our built environment.
The total street width and lane widths are greater than they need to be, which takes away precious right-of-way space that could be used for other things.
Like sidewalks, bike lanes, street trees, cafe seating, safe bus stops, and more.
Knowing this is great for when new streets are planned, but how do we go back and fix streets that have been over-designed?
One of the best techniques is what's commonly referred to as a road diet.
A typical road diet will be undertaken on roads that are 4 lanes or more. Picture a 4-lane road, 2 lanes of traffic in either direction. Let's say that the lanes are an ample 12 feet wide, so the total width of the road is 48 feet.
If we take away a lane from each side and add a center turn lane, the road will be able to handle roughly the same amount of traffic, and left turns will be easier as it won't require stopping traffic in the left lane.
How many times have you been stuck behind someone trying to turn left on a 4-lane road during rush hour? And had to come to a complete stop and then attempt to get over to the right lane to get around them. This design mitigates that risk.
Not only that, but we've got 12 extra feet of street to play with. How about a 6-foot-wide bike lane on either side of the street?
Or if the road goes through a retail area, how about some on-street parking so that car drivers can pull right up to the business they want to visit?
Adding bike lanes or on-street parking has the added benefit of creating a buffer between the sidewalk and moving traffic, which increases pedestrian safety and comfort.
There's also the potential to increase the width of the sidewalk area to accommodate street trees or outdoor seating space.
Such a simple solution can yield great benefits to a corridor or district. Traffic will flow more smoothly at a safer speed, allowing other modes of transportation to become more viable.
There are many opportunities to perform road diets in Oklahoma City. If you know of a street that feels overbuilt, it couldn't hurt to call your city council person to let them know and ask them how they feel about road diets. Thanks for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in Oklahoma City? We're trying to find out. You can follow all of our adventures at carlessinokc.blogspot.com.